Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. We had a city council meeting last night, so she's joining us to tell us what happened last night. Sam, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Hey. Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. So, hey, you guys are the leaders in the state, and so because you were more on the target when it came to golf cart regulations, all you had to do last night was be like, yeah, we already know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I hate to say told you so, but we told you so. So Gulf Breeze, of course, we were experiencing golf carts on our sidewalk along with scooters, walkers, bicyclists. We have just this natural loop around our peninsula city. And for years, we just saw this increase in proliferation, which caused a lot of community workshops and the great debate back and forth. You know, do you just have the police say no to golf carts? But then what about your aging people? What about their quality of life? You know, right. How can they get to watch their kids and so forth? And so after all of that, our mayor and council struck a balance and they said, we want to make sure that our drivers are age 15 with a learner's permit or older. We require that our community services department have on file who these drivers are. So, you know, we can connect with them, make sure that they know the rules of the road and so forth. And so that's what happened with our state legislature. It went into effect in July, and what was allowed at the age of 14,
now
the same rules apply for driving an automotive.
So basically the state adjusted to you.
That's right. And so so then we adjusted back to the state.
Got it.
So they said, you know, Gulf Breeze is right. And, you know, they pretty much said that, right?
Like
and then
that.
We said, well, yeah, okay, what the state says, that's what we're going to do too. And so that's what we did last night.
You have, the last couple of times that we've had you on, we've talked about the problems at Shoreline Park, the, you know, the overuse, the inappropriate use, the commercial use that's, you know, driving other problems. And you had announced on the show that you guys were working on prohibiting unlicensed rental operations, jet skis and pontoon boats from operating down at the beach. And that actually starts, I think, on September 1st is when the official prohibition goes into place. But you had some people show up last night to protest this, right?
Right. So it was very interesting. It wasn't on the agenda, Andrew. As you've been reporting in July and August, we've had those public meetings. It wasn't on the agenda last night, but the word has gotten out thanks to, you know, your show and our newspapers. So we had two owners of pontoon businesses. The first took the podium and had to give, of course, his name and address, as all everyone does. And the mayor and council asked where he lived, and he said he was a Gulf Breeze resident. Then there was discussion back and forth because, unfortunately, the owner of the pontoon business, he lived past Lowe's, which is deep into Tiger Point in the unincorporated area of Santa Rosa County. But he had thought that he was a city of Gulf Breeze resident.
No.
No. And it's a little awkward because his position was that he is at Shoreline Park South, in his words, 5 days a week with all of his pontoons. We are hurting his city business. But he doesn't have a lease with the city. He doesn't have a facilities agreement. This is exactly what those in the audience, our residents, members of our advisory park board were there attending last night. And then we had another owner right after that say the same thing, that he is at the park every day with his pontoons as it's starting his business. Again, not a city resident.
Oh, no, not too.
Yeah, and so they're not using the county boat ramp because, of course, the county would prohibit that without some type of a lease agreement, I'm sure. But you have to weigh the public benefit as well. So I thought that was very illuminating. I thought that was good discussion.
Yeah.
Because it you could definitely feel the vibe from the audience, and their position is it's not our pontoons, it's the charter fishing boats, it's those with a 6-pack captain's license. You know, you should be jumping on them and telling them not to fish. And the thing is that those individuals, many of them are city residents and have attended our advisory park board meetings and have come to the council. So, you know, these are problems in paradise. There is a county boat ramp. We would definitely suggest that pontoon rentals, jet ski rentals, that they, you know, take it up with the county or, you know, circle back once Wayside Park is open. I know the mayor and council are committed to looking at it again then. But this is really about striking the balance to make sure that our residents can use their city park facilities while also still providing those amenities for our visitors.
Right. What an awkward thing to have.
It was awkward.
It's awkward for the one to be not a city resident. It's awkward for the other one to not even know he wasn't a city resident, because I get your mail coming, but it's Tiger Point is not the city proper. Hey, I do have a follow-up on this, so we'll get to this in a second, but let's get Canyon here with Traffic on the Fives.
Man, I could have done that on Mike. All right, as we take a look, I'm sorry, that is super awkward, though. South Layfield Mobile Highway is showing an accident. Looks like it's been moved off to the side. Same place as yesterday. It was a vehicle crash. This is a possible roadblock. This is not a Hollow Beach Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway, and it looks like that could be tying things up, of course, on Highway 98, and there is a slowdown. Down, of course, in that area near the Walmart neighborhood market in both directions. Certainly use caution there and use caution wherever you are. Olive and Davis, it's been moved off to the side, as I understand. Olive, it looks like it's still maybe blocking something. Is it eastbound, I believe? Yeah, on Olive. 29, 9.5 miles showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Highway 29 and Broad Street showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Softly in Mobile, I'd mentioned that one. Michigan and Triton Circle just popped up. This has a possible roadblock. Be careful wherever you are, and don't forget road work on Detroit between Fowler and Highway 29. That traffic is restricted to one lane. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze. All right, Sam, I hate to be this guy, but I think it is my job to be this guy. The state legislature last session, not this most recent, but previously, had tried to pass what they called the preemption and all preemptions. It would make it so that businesses could basically sue you if you interfere with their profits by passing a new ordinance or changing the rules, a law which I thought was really, really misguided, and it wound up getting vetoed by the governor. This last time, they passed a scaled-down version of it, which requires you to do business impact statements when you pass a new regulation, and then they can seek a judicial injunction against the law being put into place. It gets an expedited review, et cetera, et cetera. Do these pontoon boat business operators who do not live in the city, can they use that law to try to thwart what you're doing? And by the way, the reason I hate this law is because it would prevent exactly the kind of common sense solution I think you guys are trying to impose on your own property at the park and accommodate as many people as you can. But would they not have the ability to thwart this through that means?
Well, very good question. First, you would have to have legal standing. So you would have to have somebody who owns something such as land or a lease agreement that would then be impacted by this ordinance.
Okay.
So this would be quite, because you're not a city resident, you aren't a business owner with a lease agreement. You have no legal entitlement to what you're doing. That's the very reason why the city is making sure that the public knows what we are about to enforce. But Andrew, also importantly, these are just don'ts. The council is not stating that we're about to address a litany of ordinances. Now, they might look to increase the fines if the prevalence continues. But one of the other things we're tackling is that vehicles separate their trailer from their vehicle and they leave the trailer for days to mark their spot. Right.
I mean, that's, like putting your tent out on the beach. Right. I gotcha.
Exactly the right. And just as rude. Right. And so when we looked at other communities, what was, you know, made very clear again at the advisory park board is no other community allows this, but we have put up signs just to let everyone know, listen, we're going to start ramping up enforcement on this. And still, I would dare say if you drove Shoreline Park South today, Andrew, you'll see at least one trailer separated from its vehicle, because every day we're having to go out and communicate that and let everyone know that we're starting to enforce that rule. But it isn't so much that the council is adopting a new ordinance. And again, a lot of these are out-of-state tags. These are visitors to our beach.
Yeah.
These are not locals. And so what you're hearing is that tension between the locals saying, hey, and it's mayor and council are rightfully saying city manager, the staff need to start doing something about this.
But just to be clear, though, they can't leave their detached trailer, but they can put a big old rectangle of orange traffic cones around the space they want to save, right? They're still allowed to do that?
If that happens, we're going to have another radio show.
Well, I heard it was okay. Andrew said it. I did not understand satire. Sam Abel is the city manager for Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thanks for talking to us and explaining what's going on and helping people understand what their government is doing on their behalf. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are an employer, you've got employees, you deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll, all of that, employee benefits, right? This is stuff that some people love. I don't know. You're weird. That's fine. Other people are, you know, a little bit more normal. You're like, I don't want to deal with that. I hate thinking about this, Andrew. Why are you bringing this up? Because I have an answer. I wouldn't bring it if I didn't have an answer. Torgus and Causey. Give them a call. For more than two decades, they've been helping businesses just like you give their employees better benefits, more comprehensive packages, a more streamlined process. And look, I know because we use them here at Cat Country News Radio for about 6 years, and they're fabulous. They gave us choices we didn't have before. They're better at customer service than the organization we were working with before. They've just been great. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey. Get a no-obligation review of what you're doing right now. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
We are Buck and Ashley Deese, proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coating.
The floor in your garage sees a lot more traffic than any other room in your house.
You may have replaced the carpet and the tile, but what about the garage floor?
Deese Elite Concrete Coatings has the answer with Pentek Industrial Coatings. Their coatings are four times stronger than epoxy and backed by a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Our coatings are slip-resistant, easy to clean, easy on the feet, and 100% antibacterial. And best of all, we can install your floors in just one day.
There are many applications for our coatings, such as patios, pool decks, driveways, utility rooms, sidewalks, and much, much more.
With amazing selections, Deese Elite Concrete Coatings can help give your floors the makeover they deserve.
Call Ashley at Deese Elite Concrete Coatings for a free estimate today. 850-329-5599. 850-329-5599.
Or visit our website at DeeseEliteCC.com.
Schedule your project today with Deese Elite Concrete Coatings. Your floor is worth it.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider.
Are you prepared?
Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits,
you should be 1 week ready.
And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ted, you and I have witnessed many things, but nothing as bodacious as what just happened.
So Texas is going to start charging electric vehicle drivers $200 a year to fund the roads that the drivers use that they're not paying gas tax for.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, this is becoming an issue because more and more drivers are going to EVs and they're not, you know, paying the gas tax because they're not buying any gasoline. And so they got to make up the money somehow or other. Now, it's funny because if you put that together with there's another fear. I think it winds up being like $400 a year altogether. And, you know, the EV folks are complaining that, well, you know, a driver only pays $80 a year and, you know, registration. Well, yeah, gas tax, sir. Gas tax. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
There's just so much going on right now in Texas. Okay. 29, 9.5 miles showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. We see Hillview, Utopia Drive, and Knollville Drive in Pensacola showing an accident that is off East 9 Mile. It looks like no roadblock there either. Highway 29 and Broad Street showing an accident, no roadblock. Olive looks like eastbound. It's blocked, but they have been moved off to the side. Use caution there. Softly Field Mobile Highway showing an accident, no roadblock. Michigan Trayton Circle showing an accident with no roadblock. P Street, that is North P Street, Massachusetts Avenue, and West Loretta Street in Pensacola showing an accident with a roadblock, but plenty of side streets to get around. We are showing a roadblock at Nantahala Beach Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway, that is Highway 98, and I'm showing that that block has it looks like it is westbound right before you hit Avalon Boulevard. So that actually might be a separate issue there. Certainly use caution there and caution wherever you are. And if you have a traffic tip, please text it in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, can I ask you a question, make a terrible joke?
Oh, come on.
You said there was a problem on Utopia Drive?
I know.
Isn't it possible? Ironic?
I know, right? Everything should be sunshine and lollipops. What the heck?
Thanks, Candy.
Thanks, God. No, thank you, Andrew.
Don't encourage me.
I'm not.
If you've got a Beamer, a Porsche, a Lexus, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a nice import you paid extra to get, you don't have to pay extra to get it serviced. You don't have to drive to the dealership, especially if it's, you know, over the water mobile. The fun that is, the extra cost of driving and the work. Do it at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time, no problem. Domestics, of course, no problem. Diesel engines, no problem. Not everybody likes to work on those. They do, again, no sweat. CarClinicService.com is the website, kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car where you see them more regularly so that you don't see them so unexpectedly, right? Avoid the big problems by taking care of the problems before they're problems, right? That's kind of the idea. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump will be arrested in Georgia this week. He's planning to surrender in the election interference case on Thursday. Trump was charged with racketeering in connection to the alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The American Academy of Pediatrics now calling for a ban on corporal punishment in all schools. Striking or spanking children is legal in public schools in 18 different states,
including Florida.
And New Jersey, Maryland, and Iowa, the only states that prohibit it in both public and private schools. And seeing some reports, Andrew, that Yum Brands, the parent company of
Long John Silver's,
KFC, Long John, right, several of them, plans to go completely cashless. This comes after an earnings call earlier this month. The company said they eventually, sometime in the future, plan to move to 100% digital sales. That would mean customers only paying through apps, websites, or those kiosks in the store. No word when they plan to do that, though.
So just a question, you know, for the panel. Let's see. Where does it say it? This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Yep, absolutely.
How's that going to work then?
I hate the idea. But
I think you could. I mean, look, I get it. You know, like you can't pay for cash at your toll, but they can charge you. I mean, but if you prohibit the use of cash, that seems illegal to me. I mean, that's
whatever. If I
don't
get my cheesy roll-ups because of your mouth, that's going to be an issue.
I'm just saying, literally, that's what money says on it. Right. You can't do that. You have to take money as money, as payment, as compensation. Okay, David, thanks so much for the update.
I'm not holding up the line. You're holding up the line. I can
I'll be
see
the guy
it now.
In there with my
those
checkbook.
Those kiosks,
you know,
are a nightmare.
Oh, no, that's true, too, and filthy. David, not uniquely the Taco Bell, KFC, Long John Silver's kiosks. Oh, Long John Silver's, man, my favorite, too. Oh,
I love Long John Silver's. We have to go to Foley to get it.
Please don't text me that Captain D's is the same. You have no idea what you're talking about.
It is close. Oh.
You watch.
So, frivolous topic around the corner. That's what the stink eye sounds like on
the
radio.
Same kind of thing that people like, you know, rallies is as good as White Castle. Stop it. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so let's just move back on to David. David's got some stuff coming up in his local news. What do you got coming up, David?
Well, the governor made a campaign stop here in Northwest Florida yesterday. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A shot of disaster relief and back to vacation for President Biden at the Lake Tahoe mansion of a Democrat climate investor after Biden toured the scorched earth of the Lahaina wildfire on Maui.
We will be respectful of the sacred grounds and the traditions that rebuild the way the people of Maui want it built, not the way others want it built.
8 for the debate, the first GOP presidential debate in Milwaukee on Fox tomorrow night, minus the frontrunner Donald Trump, will turn himself into Georgia's Fulton County Jail Thursday for processing, likely a mugshot, cash bail $200K on charges over Georgia's election recount. GOP candidate Ramaswamy having an RFK Jr. moment with a shirtless video of Vivek playing tennis. Meanwhile, the Democrat, Kennedy, tells Fox he won't be taking his shirt off again, joking he got in too much trouble the first time. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 80 degrees right now in Pensacola. A judge reviewing whether the text messages alleged to be from Commissioner Jeff Bergosh's personal phone are fair game in that ongoing legal battle between former County Medical Director Dr. Ramey Edler and Escambia County. Edler's attorneys were given those messages by a former county employee that said they were anonymously left in his office on a thumb drive. The county filed for a protective order, claims the texts were illegally obtained. Edler's lawsuit against the county alleges they were providing ambulance services without certified personnel and overbilling Medicare. She was fired in 2021, claimed it was in retaliation to the lawsuit. The ECUA board voting today on their proposed rate increases. The rate hike up for its final vote, including a 9.5% increase in sanitation rates and 5% increase in water and sewer. The board will vote at their meeting this afternoon. That starts at 3 o'clock. Ron DeSantis made another campaign stop here in Northwest Florida yesterday. He was at the Gulf on Okaloosa Island in Fort Walton, and he was critical of President Biden's handling of the wildfires in Maui.
If we had a Republican president who, in the midst of these fires and their aftermath, decided not to go engage to help the victims, but to go sit on the beach, what would the media say if they tried to do that? They would be screaming bloody murder. And yet, what do they say about old Joe just sitting out there? They don't say anything.
Big crowd of supporters for the governor here in Florida, but poll numbers still showing DeSantis in a distant second place behind former President Donald Trump. And DeSantis now off to Milwaukee. He'll be taking part in tomorrow's Republican primary debate. The future of Alabama's congressional map now in the hands of a 3-judge panel. Arguments were filed in the case last weekend. The state's trying to fight against attempts to have court-appointed experts draw it instead. Plaintiffs argue that lawmakers didn't follow the Supreme Court's guidelines to create another black majority district. A cantonment man wanted by U.S. Marshals was arrested after allegedly trying to flee from a traffic stop recently. Escambia County deputies say they tried to stop a vehicle driven by 31-year-old James Purifoy Jr. near Dudley and Willis Street. That vehicle took off at a high rate of speed. North Escambia reporting the pursuit was eventually terminated when the chase went into a residential neighborhood. Deputies do say they found the vehicle in the front yard of a home on Willis Street and detained Purifoy, who allegedly said that he fled because he had federal warrants. Purifoy now facing charges for fleeing law enforcement, driving on a suspended license, and drug possession. He's also now being held in Escambia County Jail on a hold on those federal warrants. And it is 8:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic with Candy.
All right, this brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. You can look sharp and shop smart. Visit America's Best for a comprehensive eye exam, plus 2 pairs of glasses starting at just $79.95. Book an exam at americasbest.com. That is America's Best. Com. Okay, here it is. Highway 98, Nantahala Beach Road, showing an accident. Now, I'm not showing a roadblock there now. It looks like it may have been moved off to the side. And again, let us know if you see something different or certainly if you have a traffic tip. Olive and Davis, it looks like the cars have been moved off to the side. So not showing a roadblock. It was a little slow eastbound on Olive, but it looks like it is getting better, right? 29 and I-10 showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning right near the northbound exit. Highway 29 and Broad Street showing an accident with no roadblock. 29 and 9.5 miles showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Softly Field and Mobile Highway showing an accident, no roadblock. Michigan and Triton Circle showing an accident this morning. Now, plenty of side streets, but certainly use caution there, and it does look a little slow in that area. North P Street in Massachusetts and West Loretta Street showing an accident as well with no roadblock this morning. Make sure that I'm not missing anything. Shemuckle Highway and Garden View Road in Milton showing an accident with a possible roadblock. Use caution there. Shemuckle Highway, of course, just a busy, busy road. If you see an accident or a slowdown, and road work on Detroit between Fowler and Highway 29. That traffic is restricted to one lane and slow in that area. If you do have those traffic tips, you can text them in, 437-1620. Keep that number handy. We got Frivolous Topic around the corner. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be a hot day today with a heat advisory as well as an excessive heat watch in effect. We are going to be seeing temperatures in the upper 90s, feeling more like the triple digits, possibly up to 110. The heat will continue as you go through the nighttime. Temperatures in the 80s overnight and getting possibly into the hundreds as we go into Wednesday. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 80 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton. And your money now. All right. The markets are up slightly this morning. The Dow's up 1696 at 34,486.65. The S&P 500 is up 1521 at 44,1437. The NASDAQ today up 6490 at 13,562.49. Our 10-year bond rate up at 4.35% today. Gold prices are not a big change, but down 10 cents at $1,922.90. Silver prices up just a hair at $23.37. And crypto is another big hit today, down $91.72. Bitcoin, anyway, at $26,001.09. American workers demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. That, according to a new survey by the New York Federal Reserve, the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped at $78,000 across the country during the second quarter of 2023. That's an increase of 8% from last year, the highest level on record. A backlog in the Panama Canal causing supply chain delays and likely to for the rest of the year. Alan Bayers, the CEO of a shipping and logistics company, he says some items are taking longer than others to hit their destination.
30, 60, 90 days delay. And so that for consumers could mean something you thought would be in September, October, may arrive December, January, for example.
And the Panama Canal's been hit by droughts and container ships just not able to get through if they're too heavy. Experts say some of the things that are expected to be falling behind are home building supplies. There's a new poll that suggests a strong majority of Americans do support these striking Hollywood writers and actors.
According to Data for Progress, 67% of likely voters surveyed said they support the strikes by the Writers Guild of America and SAG-AFTRA. 18% oppose them. The poll also found that nearly half of those responded have a negative view of the major Hollywood studios. Actors want better compensation, including from streaming content, and protections from artificial intelligence. Writers want a guaranteed minimum number of weeks of work in television and weekly pay for screenwriters. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And it is 8:39. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Hey, if you don't have insurance, you might be thinking, I don't really have a lot of options for healthcare. Well, actually, there is a place locally that's been around for 35 years where they're kind of looking to meet you. ProHealth Florida, female-owned local company. Like I said, been around for 35 years. Got 7 different locations, Santa Rosa Beach, Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, next to Whataburger, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, 2 locations in Pensacola, 1 on Summit and 1 on College Parkway right behind the Sam's Club. Best of the Bay, best of the coast, best of Pensacola. Now, they've got ordinary services, you know, walk-ins from 8 to 4 Gulf Breeze in Pensacola and Fort Walton, and Saturday also at the Sam's Club Pensacola location. Lab work, occupational health screenings, drug screening, all that kind of stuff, and a whole weight loss program. But also, again, if you don't have insurance, they have medical membership plans, $45 a month, that gives you unlimited primary care visits, 0 copay, Teladoc 24/7, an annual physical, an annual flu shot, 25% off lab work, which it's already inexpensive there, 25% off of all procedures, a monthly B12 shot, and no catches. So if any of that appeals to you and you just had never really heard of them before, stop by or check them out online at prohealthfl.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's a brand new band at Bands on the Beach. Float Like a Buffalo is rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences. High-energy guitar licks makes it impossible not to dance to. You're going to have a blast this week at Bands on the Beach. No pets and no glass.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I've got a groceries question for you. And
I'm
it's a groceries slash, I don't know, bacteria disease management question. Okay, you'll see where I'm going with this, okay? So you go to the grocery store.
Yes.
You buy, let's say, milk.
Got it.
Milk is a good example here, okay?
Sure.
You buy a gallon or two, or in my case, 3 gallons of milk because I have 3 boys.
Wow.
Yeah, oh no, every couple
a week?
Of days.
Couple of days.
Oh okay. No, we're definitely buying stock and boarding. Anyway, so
good bones on that McKay clan. Yeah.
No, that's true. You bring the milk home,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you bring it into the house, and you're gonna have to rearrange some things in the refrigerator. So before you can put it in its space in the fridge or on the shelf or whatever, you put it where? Where do you put the milk that's been in your car, perhaps in the trunk in my case, or on the floorboard or wherever, and then before that's been at the store on the shelf, and therefore before that been in the crate, been in the truck, been in the warehouse? Where are you putting that milk before you put it in the and it's not just milk, but that's my example, okay?
Right.
437-1620, 437-1620, where do you put the milk?
Kitchen counter.
All right, me too.
Everything else.
Me too. Yeah. And what do you think about the, what do you think's on the bottom of that sweaty, nasty dirt and bacteria absorbent milk container?
Where well, do you think lots the- now. I hadn't really thought about it until just now. I'm 20 years old.
Where do you think the bottom of that milk container's been?
No, but you're absolutely right.
In the past hour.
Oh, besides like the trunk of the car, it's been in the bag.
Put milk in a bag?
I put everything in a bag. Because I have cats, because I need litter bags.
But, I mean, what bag holds a milk?
Oh, I just wrap it in plastic. I still carry it by the handle.
So you sanitize your milk, sort of.
See,
you wrap
look
it.
At me
you,
being
you
the clean one You're for the collector. A switch. That's
okay.
right.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay.
Dirty, Andrew.
But still, the bag has been on the ground and then it goes on the counter.
Oh, I was going to say, my house is not clean.
I think about this all the time. I don't know. I'm weird. I think about everything all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think to myself, you know, I'm putting this on the counter. Great, now I got to clean the counter. Well, if it wasn't clean, like, I mean, do you wipe the bottom of the milk before you put it in the fridge?
I will from here on out. I hadn't really thought about it. But no, you're right. Like, I have a friend, and I'm not going to say which soda pop company. I'm sorry. Don't yell at me because I said the soda pop. But no, because they would walk on the cans stuff.
Yeah,
and I mean, how
yeah.
many times do you pop a can open and just gulp, gulp, gulp? I mean, you probably don't, but I do. And
I mean,
it's, like,
who
I hadn't
washes
really thought
the
about
top
that.
Of a pop can?
I mean, I remember
can.
My mom doing it, but I then, you know, you go to college and you forget proper hygiene.
Same thing
and I just
for
never
any,
picked
like,
it up again.
Can of soup, you know, do you wipe the lid, which is...
Oh,
is
God, I hadn't thought about that.
Before you
that's
put the
worse.
Can opener on it, the can opener that you've never cleaned that's been in contact with 1,000 cans and germs before.
God, no wonder I'm sick all the time.
No. Like,
COVID
I'm not that
candy.
437-1620. Oh, man. Let's see. Somebody texted me. This is a friend said, you are turning me into a germaphobe. Sorry. I. The reason I came up with this question is because the other day, had my milk was in the trunk, you know, all 14 of them that I buy at a time for my boys. And the trunk is not particularly clean. And so it had like some sand or something, you know.
Oh, sure.
And when I put it on the counter, you hear that. I'm like, no, well, that's not great for the counter. And then I'm thinking, well, there's a lot of stuff. And then as I looked over in the door space for the milk, I noticed that it's, I mean, you couldn't call it clean. It's not clean, but you know, that doesn't ever come into contact with food. It's like the space for the milk in the door. So who cares? But I'm thinking to myself, well, that's dirty. Should I put it on the floor? Well, I don't put it on the floor. Why?
Because it's dirty.
Because the floor's dirty.
Right.
I don't want to make the milk dirty by putting it on the floor, but I don't want to make the counter dirty by putting the milk that is clearly already dirty on the counter. How do you win? I don't know. 437-1620. Let's see.
We need Monk. Is that the claim guy?
What would the OCD person say? Yeah. That's right. Somebody here says, I don't lick the bottom of the milk container. Well, you don't know what you're missing out on. Yeah. I don't lick the bottom of the milk container or the fridge shelf very often. I clean counters before food prep. Same, by the way. Actually, same. Somebody here says, I worked in a grocery store while going to PJC. That's in UWF. Most gross job was cleaning the dairy cases, stomach turning. Oh, now see that I did not need to have.
Well, no, because and I worked at a grocery store too on my between and TK and because stuff like spills, there's like a little bit here. It's not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but the aftermarket was clean.
Let's come back to these texts in a second. How's the traffic doing, Candy?
Oh, come on.
We clean yet?
It's not clean on the roads, y'all.
Clean as a milk jug's bottom. That's you never know which end of the bread you're going to get. Maybe it's the butt end. Maybe it's the milk jug bottom end.
I got to write that on my hand so I don't forget. Clean as a milk jug's bottom. Shemukla Highway, Garden View Road in Milton showing an accident and showing a possible roadblock this morning. 29 and 9.5 miles showing an accident with no roadblock. 29 and Broad Street, accident, no roadblock. 29 and I-10 showing an accident with no roadblock. So just real busy on 29. We also got Detroit and Fowler, between Fowler and 29. Traffic is restricted to one lane as they do construction there in that area. Peace Street, Massachusetts Ave, and Loretta Street showing an accident with a possible roadblock. Plenty of side streets to get around. Michigan and Trayton Circle showing an accident with a possible roadblock. And Softly Field and Mobile Highway showing an accident, but not a roadblock this morning. Looks like in Navarre we do see something. This is just east of Highway 87. It's Highway 29 and or Highway 29, Highway 98 and Highway 98. I mean, it's just right there, but this is to the east of the causeway and the east 87, like I said. So use caution there. It says drive with caution, so I don't know if there's a roadblock. I'm not seeing one. And then Nantahala Beach Road and Highway 98 also. And this is in Gulf Breeze showing an accident with a possible roadblock. Certainly, if you have traffic tips, text them in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you are 64 turning 65, you're going to change the way insurance works for you. You're going to go from being on private insurance or employer-based insurance, and you're going to go to being on Medicare. And that can create a little bit of apprehension and uncertainty for you. It doesn't have to. But I know when people are probably calling you and emailing you and sending you letters, and it can create stress. And it shouldn't, because it's very easy. But you don't know what Advantage is. You don't know what supplement is. You don't know whether Medicaid applies to you or any of the prescription drug benefits. All that. I've got a friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Good people. Her whole family does insurance. This is the part that she does. She just helps people just like you get converted over to Medicare. Her name is Ricky Stewart, and it's Ricky Stewart Insurance. You can look her up online, 341-2185. If I were 64, I'd be calling her for this. I mean, I'd call her for other reasons anyway, but because she's a friend. But for this specifically, I would call her, and so many listeners have done it, and it's just very simple, and she will answer your questions and take great care of you. Again, Ricky Stewart Insurance, 341-2185. So we got some more texts coming in about this. Guys are killing me. I love it. Somebody here says, hey, the dirt on the bottom of the milk jug when you bring it in from the store and put it on the counter, it just improves your immune system is all that's doing.
Thank you.
Somebody else here says, God made dirt and dirt don't hurt. Well, I mean, you know, rub a little dirt on it. It'll be fine. Or, yeah. You know, that's the same advice you give for your milk container. Somebody here says, why do you have to talk about these subjects during breakfast?
That is a good point.
You should have eaten already. It's 8:50, for goodness sakes. Yeah. What's your schedule?
Your kids must just be.
Somebody here says, as a person who rarely watches fruit before I enjoy it, I figure canned bottled consumable items are low on the list of things likely to kill me. Here, have a field fresh strawberry on me. Field fresh is not how I would describe these things. So there you go. That's one more thing for you to worry about is, you know, I mean, you don't even need to think about, like, the meat. You bring home other things. People walking on the cans. That's kind of funny. Oh, somebody also texted and said, I was in the bathroom the other day and I saw three men go right from the taking care of business to the exit without. Then that's a whole separate.
That's because they didn't think anybody was watching them.
Yeah. Okay. It's 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentury. See dealer for details.
Join Sonia Duckett with Chill Out Cryo Spa Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I mean, this can be a kind of a scary experience, especially with the markets being a little bit volatile and the interest rates being what they are. And you can kind of wonder, is this a good time? Is this a bad time? Should I wait? Should I act now? You know, okay, all good questions. And remember, the answer to that question can depend on where you're trying to buy or sell. It can depend on what price tier you're buying or selling at. You know, the answer might be different for you at $300,000 than at $500,000 or at $800,000. I mean, these can give different answers. So don't ask me, the radio guy. Ask Christina Leavenworth, the real estate expert, right? She sold 230 homes last year. 230 homes. Just think about that. Almost five a week. Sell. I mean, that's just amazing level of effectiveness. And she loves meeting new people, and she loves talking about real estate, and she's kind of a nerd about it. But that's good. You want somebody who's a little bit obsessed, you know, if they're into professional services. That's the good kind of person, and she really is. And she just, you know, loves helping folks and giving them good advice. And, you know, if sale or purchase is in the cards, great. If not, also great. No big deal. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Reinke Realty.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Let it get to the guitar. I would be doing a disservice to you if I didn't at least give you one good guitar lick here. I'm not trying to be the licker in the Britney Spears video. This is a whole different subject.
You don't know what it's like to go through a few divorces, Andrew.
Oh my God, she's just... I made a mistake of looking at her Instagram page yesterday because people were talking about it. I'm like, oh no.
See, it's drama's fun when you're not involved. I told you.
Here we go. No. All right, that's it. Traffic on the fives, Candy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, buckle up, kids. There's a lot, man. Please be careful on the roads. A lot of fender benders and bad accidents this morning. Southley Field and Mobile Highway showing an accident with no roadblocks. It moved off to the side. Michigan Triton Circle showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock there. North P Street, Massachusetts, and West Loretta Street. It looks like that has a blockage. Olive and Davis Highway showing an accident. Now, it was slow eastbound on Davis, but those cars have been moved off to the side of the road. Highway 29 and Broad Street showing an accident, no roadblock. 29 and 9.5 mile showing an accident with no roadblock. Possible roadblock at Nantahala Beach Road and Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. We see another accident. This is Highway 98, and it is east of the causeway and east of 87, but I'm not showing a roadblock there now, so it may have been moved off to the side. Certainly you know different or you have a traffic tip. Text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everything okay in Utopia, though?
I looks like Utopia has been cleared off to the side. It should be, absolutely, in the corner of happy and healthy and Utopia.
Nice.
That's all it needs is a Walgreens.
Have you seen the picture of the house on Maui that didn't burn?
Is it the red house?
Red roof with the white side walls and a back porch, and there's a car in the driveway. Like, it looks completely unscathed compared to the honestly, the hellscape that is the rest of the neighborhood. All burned to the ground, ashen, trees destroyed, houses gone. And a lot of people, they think it's fake. It's not fake. Or they think, see, it was the lasers from space. Stop it. No, there's actually reasons why. The primary reason why that house didn't burn is that most of the roofs in that area are houses that are older and wooden, and they're built with asphalt roofs that are, anyone, Ben Stein, anyone, flammable. They replaced their roof years ago with thick metal roof.
Yeah, we have a metal roof.
Yeah, and so the metal roof means that when the embers, which, you know, fires don't spread primarily like wall of flame going down the street. They spread by the embers ahead of the fire being blown ahead. And the embers, 6-12 inches long of flaming wood, would land on the house and then just fall to the ground. You say, well, what about on the ground? Oh, well, on the ground, they had put stones in past the overhang of the roof, so there was no vegetation up against the side of the house. And also, they had gotten rid of their close-lying landscaping, bushes and shrubs that catch on fire. You remember when we had the fire over on Garcon Point and we got this good advice and we shared these pictures about, here's what you do if you live in a forested area, you protect your house again. Well, it worked. Now, things could still happen, but that's the reason this house didn't burn. It's also, there's a street on one side, a little bit of a buffer. There's an empty lot on one side, then there's the water on the side. So it's only next to a house, but still the embers blowing got all these other houses. So It's, to me, validation of what the fire experts are always saying. Hey, do this and you avoid fire risk. And they got this, you know, this house got saved. All right, quick future news. ECUA today is going to vote on raising the rate for garbage recycling by 9.5%. They call it sanitation. 5% water and sewer. Will that pass?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. We'll talk to Bruce Woody about that tomorrow. Is Trump going to turn out to be ineligible for office because of the 14th Amendment and argued support of insurrection? Will that disqualify him?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The former Baker fire chief, accused in a homicide from last year, wants a confession thrown out. We'll have more on that after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.
One down, 18 to go. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.